Now, Iran's parliament speaker Ali Ladejani says confronting ISIL terrorists requires a political roadmap. Ladejani said the airstrikes and military operations of the so-called US-led coalition against the ISIL will not restore security in the absence of a clear-cut strategy and political plan. He also warned against the spillover of the crisis in Iraq into the entire Middle East. The top Iranian lawmaker stressed that Iran will spare no efforts to help restore security and calm in its neighboring country. Ladejani made the comments in a meeting with UN Special Envoy to Iraq, Nikolai Mladenov, in Tehran. For his part, the UN Special Envoy praised Iran's assistance to the Iraqi nation and government. Let's speak to Mark Glenn now. He's a political commentator, and he joins us via Skype from Idaho. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Glenn. Now, when Iran's parliament speaker speaks about a clear-cut strategy and a political plan, what do you make of it? Because it seems like a trend when it comes to U.S. intervention in foreign countries where it bombs and invades without any political strategy, and in a sense prolonging its occupation of those countries because of that.
Well, yes, that's true. But more than that, what I am struck by Mr. Larijani's statement is the complete absence in it of the direct involvement that the U.S. has played in creating these groups. Personally, and of course, you know, I'm in a different position to say this because I'm not Speaker of the Iranian Parliament. But nevertheless, if I had the position that he had, I would be hammering this point home over and over and over again, that ISIS and ISIL and these other groups are creations of the United States and of the West and of Israel. Because if he doesn't, and if other people, particularly those with positions of prominence in the world who have a very powerful podium from which to speak, if they don't make this point, then what is inevitably going to take place, particularly in the minds of Westerners, is that they are going to equate ISIS and ISIL with Islam. And that is the intended result of all of this, is to plant in the minds of feeble-minded people in the West that this is just the natural outcome of Islam, and that the only way to deal with this is through state-sanctioned violence, such as the United States is engaged in right now.
Well, I'd like to pick up on that point you've made. And we have had, for example, the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran stress on this point that groups like ISIL, who have been created by U.S. funding, the Takfiri ideology from Saudi Arabia, they're to create Islamophobia, not just within this region, but in the world as a whole. And we are seeing this concerted effort coming from different right-wing Westerners who say Muslims in the West have not done enough to distance themselves from the ideology of ISIL. How would you respond to that?
Well, let me just explain this with a little story of my own. Yesterday, I took my family to church, a Catholic church, and was horrified to hear the priest speaking from the podium during the sermon, talking about the danger of ISIL and ISIS and the Islamic State. And this was a Catholic priest who, generally speaking, they tend to be a little bit better educated than their Protestant counterparts. And he was still parroting the same line. Okay, so it's working, this idea of equating ISIS and ISIL with Islam and with all Muslims. It is having the intended result, particularly here in the United States, where people don't use their critical thinking skills much. And so I think that it's a mistake at this point to use diplomatic language and to say we need a political solution for this and we need a diplomatic solution for that. It needs to be hammered home over and over and over again, just like any good prosecutor would when he's trying to get a conviction against a dangerous criminal. They need to keep hammering home the fact, not the theory, but the fact that the United States has created these terrorist groups. The United States is the one responsible for all this murder and mayhem, and that the United States has to be held accountable on the world stage for doing what any other country, if it were to engage in this, they would have been bombed into oblivion.
All right, let's leave it there for now. Political commentator Mark Glenn joining us via Skype from Idaho. It's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV, Mr. Glenn.